Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Lucknow, India, May 2022. Recorded by the Foundation, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Akhil, Suchin, and Alberto.
So just talk about what is there now to understand that what Buddha enlightened is so true. Even now, or many years ago, eons ago, or next years, next life, and so on, the truth is right now. Can there be other way to experience, to know what is there, as now there is seeing? But what does seeing see? Because Buddha enlightened the truth, so what is that which seeing sees right now?
Actually, when the child takes birth, especially in terms of Dhamma, he is very vulnerable, very energetic. So how Dhamma can change his or her life, any children's life, in terms of discipline, in terms of, the peace, the mental peace, a goal of life, how to decide? Because a lot of factors which is affecting, him or her, as a part of life, physical needs or physical attractions, all these things. So even though with all these attractions I can be successful, and without that, so how it will lead when I am going to follow Dhamma, and if I am not following Dhamma, then in that term how my life could be.
Okay. Can we know that without understanding what is there now? Can we know what you have said without understanding what is there now? For example, attachment, right?
Yes.
Is there attachment now?
Yes.
So attached, we said whatever is now appearing about it, to know exactly what we talk about, the whole story, the whole situation, but what is just one moment at a time to form the events to be such and such different kind of situation. We talk about the whole situation, but what about before it can be the story about what we are talking about as story? What is there in a moment? Because without what is there in a moment, how can there be the understanding of each moment after that? So we talk about what are there in life, in truth. There must be birth. At moment, is there seeing? Right then? Impossible. Because of conditions. When it's not ready yet, no sense object, the rupa, which the rupa can impinge on it, there cannot be seeing. So now we cannot see what is there at the back. Only that which is there. Impinge on the eye base, not the ear base, see? And it conditions a reality arising to see, just to see. So what is the truth of seeing? The reality which arises to experience just that which impinges on the eye base. This is life. And it conditions situations, thinking about that as different things. For example, right now, there's many people in this room. If there's no seeing, can there be anyone in this room? Impossible. So is there enough understanding of seeing? This is what Buddha enlightened. Everything in life is so true, but no one thought about it. We think about it a lot. But when we read Tipitaka, the direct words from his enlightenment, from the Buddha, he thought about everything now, to be known right now. We don't have to wait, because the truth is there now. But what about the understanding of it? No understanding at all. No one knows. No matter one is keen in different subject, but if there's no understanding of this very moment, is that right understanding, which is so very precious. Because no one cannot know by oneself at all. After hearing about it, it's wrong to just believe. like many people say, this is the words of the Buddha. But how can you know whether it's the word of Buddha or not? Until what that word means, is there any truth? For example, talking about people and things, what are they? See, in truth, is there anyone in this room, or there are different realities arising by conditions? To see is a moment. At moment of seeing, Buddha enlightened the truth, the absolute truth, there must be no other object besides that which is seen. Is that real? One moment at a time. But now so many moments, and each moment arises and falls away in split seconds, so rapidly, it conditions different shape and form at moment of seeing now, to form up the idea of eyes, ears, table, shoes, and so on. But it has to be seen, just one at a time, in a moment. So Buddha enlightened the truth. There must be what is there in just what we call it, of take it for a table. What is that? See? Why not the microphone? They are seen, but they are different because of conditions. So each reality in life can be directly known when there is hearing of the truth of it. Each moment, this is life. Without just one moment, can it be life? So when there is understanding in a moment, so very precious, because it develops, it's accumulated, until it's keen and sharp enough to let go, not by thinking, but by directly experiencing the truth, because now there is the truth. But no thought about it, no understanding about the truth. But from hearing what is what, right understanding, begin to understand that actually there's no one in a moment. But when there's so many moments, it conditions the idea of something all the time. At moment of seeing, can there be two kinds of color? Seen or just one? One. See, but now how many colors? Close your eyes. Where were they just a moment ago? How come? So it is there only when it appears. But the arising and falling of whatever arises is not known yet. But is it true that it has to arise? Otherwise, there cannot be such it seen at all. Is it true? See, not just to believe that this is the Buddha's word, but the truth is that it's so real. So it's just the light in darkness which can begin to see, to understand the truth of what is what, that we haven't thought about at all. It can compare to the moment of dreaming. What is there in a dream? Many things. But when one wakes up, where were they? Just like now. Where were people that we take from birth? Eons and eons ago, clinging to that without understanding that actually what arises falls away instantly. And what is meant by instantly, we talk about the moment, the split seconds. This is split second of split second of split seconds. Because who can experience just one object or one reality at a time right now? Impossible. Buddha thought about how many processes at moment of seeing to condition different color to be seen, to be taking the form and shape, to be known as something. In truth, it cannot be anything at all. It's just that which can be seen. Is that right? So now, Kun Albedo is here, Kun Sukin is here, everyone is here. What is the truth? only that which is seen, with the same idea of things and people. Otherwise there cannot be letting go, the clinging to wrong understanding of self at all. Is it right that the idea of self is not real? It's not right. Because in truth, who knows if Buddha didn't enlighten the truth? And he taught the way to develop right understanding, to let go, clinging from the very beginning. And the beginning is understanding the truth from hearing conventionally. But now we talk about hardness because there is hardness right now. Does it arise? Whatever arises falls away. Otherwise, at moment of experiencing hardness, there cannot be seeing. And this is the wisdom of the Enlightened One. We said, Buddhang saranang kacchami, Dhammang saranang kacchami, Sanghang saranang kacchami. What's the meaning? To have Buddha as refuge, to be one's own, the most great, incomparable wisdom to understand the truth. And what he taught us is only just very little from his enlightenment. Who can compare the wisdom to the Buddha? Not just only in this world, heavens or anywhere, universe. Can anyone know this? If Buddha didn't say anything about the truth of this moment. So begin from understanding what is the absolute truth. To enroot right understanding of what we take for something actually is gone, never to arise again. What arises now falls away instantly, unknowingly, replaced by the next moment. Because the moment of this moment, we call it the experiencing, the reality which arises and experience. And the other reality arises, no, it cannot experience. Hardness cannot experience anything. So when we talk about Dhamma, just one word, it can be distinguished or understood its truth as different reality. One cannot experience anything, and the other arises just to experience. Whenever it arises, it must or it has its characteristic to experience right now. But who understands the reality which arises and now see, experiences that which can impinge on the eye base only? It cannot know anything. But there must be the reality which experiences it. So there must be two different characteristics. One reality cannot experience. And Buddha used the term rupa. But when we study more, it can be used for other meaning too. But we begin to understand from word to word, little by little, because the truth is so very subtle. Very, very subtle. Begin to understand the different level of the wisdom of the Buddha. He said the same word, Dhamma, and we use the same word. We also say Dhamma. But what about the understanding? So far different. Mm-hmm. This is the beginning to have the Buddha as refuge. For what? To understand the truth.
Thank you.
And I think that we heard about the word Abhidhamma, right? Have you heard? You study Abhidhamma too?
Abhidhamma. Have you heard about the word Abhidhamma?
Abhidhamma.
Yes. Because when we use the word Abhidhamma, we have to understand what Dhamma is.
Abhidhamma is the advanced stage of Dhamma.
Just Dhamma itself. Okay. To understand that it is Abhidhamma. Because Abhi means so very subtle. Very deep, very profound, and what other in life looks like so natural and common. Today, there must be seeing, hearing, thinking, attachment, aversion, so on. They're all real. But who understands that now, each moment, experience just one object at a time? So deep, when it's true, it can be directly experienced. And this is the moment of really understand what we use the term Dhamma. See, it's just right, anything now. Hardness is Dhamma, it's real. It arises to be hard. Otherwise there cannot be hardness right now. So whatever arises and appears as the object of that which experiences it is Dhamma. And even that which experience is also Dhamma. So we live as I, but actually it's Dhamma. We were born differently. There must be conditions to be born as dog and cat and people and monkey and deva, see. There must be conditions. That's why Buddha taught about each moment of reality, that even is Dhamma, everything which is real is Dhamma, but each Dhamma is different. And when we talk about seeing, only seeing, not hearing of the other thing, just seeing. Seeing a moment ago is not seeing right now. How rapidity, how subtle, no one knows. And this is what Buddha enlightened. If we haven't heard about his word at all, can we say we have Buddha as refuge? Impossible. And as Dhamma is so very, very deep and subtle, another word for it to remind that Dhamma is not as we take very easy to understand it as it is. It is Abhidhamma, so subtle. So whatever is Dhamma is Abhidhamma. Another word for it is Paramada Dhamma. Because Paramada is reality, absolute reality. Nobody can change its characteristic at all. What is seen cannot be that which is heard.
From where one kid, any kid, from where they should start? Kid.
If the we have to, you know, impart such Dhamma in kids, then the kids must start from where? From where they should start? Kids,
right.
Especially.
Right. But if there's no understanding of what is there now, can we understand just a moment ago?
Okay. Kids can't.
Mm-hmm.
So what they should practice? Because I know there is... Like my children.
What about you?
I'm not
the same
not
as
yeah,
your son or your girl, not understanding what it's saying. So no matter you are thinking to teach whom, everyone...
No, I don't want to teach. Suppose I'm asking, because I'm not up to that level, I'm also, you know, I have to start. Suppose I have to start. Till date I have not started. The same for my kids, both. So now you are talking about understanding. So my understanding is better than my kid. But suppose I want...
Okay, suppose my understanding... my understanding is better than my kid. But suppose if I have to develop my knowledge and I have developed in next 4-5 years, later on if I want to start with few kids, you have to follow. So how they should follow? Like Dhamma, Buddham, Sharanam, Gacchami, Opanshil, or how it should, how we should impart in them, how we should give them this Dhamma, reality,
truth.
Yeah.
You would like them to understand the truth?
Yeah, of course.
What about yourself?
No.
To teach the other, there must be right understanding before teaching.
We
just think about children.
Okay.
But what about anyone?
Okay. No, I'm trying. Certain level, of course I'm trying.
He's comparing himself to a child, I think. He's comparing himself to a child.
I'm a beginner, nil, zero.
You can take myself as a zero.
Yeah.
And now I want to learn.
So we start now.
The same. But my understanding, now you are talking about my understanding. My understanding is at least better. Whatever you are giving me, you know, your words.
Can I give my understanding to you?
No, of course not. Okay. But at least that words I can, you know, I can practice it. And
you mean practice? What does it mean?
Practicing means, practicing means moving towards, towards my experience. By practice I will get experience, na? Like you are telling ki all these microphones are different. So maybe initial level when I have seen all these microphones, I am not aware ki these are microphones.
So what's the result of practicing? The result?
Something, when I am touching this or touching this, by this, that difference, at least I can understand difference. Then I know for what it is used and all. So like that, how the small children will start? I can.
And the small children is you.
Yeah.
So no matter adult or children, without understanding, it has to be given, right? To teach the child or an adult the same thing, from not understanding to begin to understand. Not to just climb up the tree or doing something while one cannot speak
that,
yet.
So that period of time that understanding has to develop?
From word to word. For example, if there is no understanding of Dhamma, can we talk about Dhamma? We have different idea about it. But when we have the same understanding, we can talk about more. So when there is no understanding at this very moment, can we expect to have more later without understanding the first word, Dhamma? So have confidence of the truth. No one can change it at all. The fire is hot or cold. Can you change it to be sweet? Or hardness, see. So we talk about the absolute truth, Dhamma, which is Paramada Dhamma. Parama is great, absolute. And Abhidhamma, so very subtle. So Dhamma itself is Paramada Dhamma and Abhidhamma. So we can read the Tipitaka, no matter it is Vinaya, Suttanta, or Abhidhamma. Exactly the same reality in different aspects, different way to explain it. Okay, a child, everyone. And what you mean by practice again?
Experience first, maybe whatever I am practicing is not moving towards absolute.
What is the result or the aim of practicing?
Yeah, of course. With the aim, I have to practice.
What is Ajahn is asking you, when you are thinking about practice, what do you hope to achieve? What is the goal that you have in mind?
Okay. Like, it is, again, okay, with this I will get peace. With this I will get, the life... which is, standard life, good life, peaceful life, satisfaction, that happiness, the true happiness. All these things in my mind.
What is that?
No, of course, it's a very, very, very discreet.
You just want something you don't know.
No, of course I don't know.
What is it?
What is happiness? What real
happiness is?
No example. No standard. Only
you feel many times
only
happy.
Belief that Buddha has told.
No, at moment of happy, being happy, it's not just belief. Happy feeling is there.
Okay.
To be known. But what is the truth of happy feeling?
Yes.
We learn to understand the truth because Buddha enlightened. The truth, absolute truth. And so when there's no answer, we can look it up in the Tipitaka. Because Buddha taught for 45 years about everything in life, feeling. What is it? It's there at the moment when it's there. So there must be conditions for its arising too. It cannot just arise now without condition. So no matter what, so short, appearing and gone can be object of understanding. Not at moment when it's not there, but the new one, the next one, right now, not the same moment before at all, but there can be the understanding of whatever is true. No matter what. So, without hearing, considering the truth, who knows what is feeling, even it's there, in life. From moment of birth to death, it's there unknown, as it is. Even right now, there must be feeling, right? What kind of feeling? How come? What condition it to arise? Buddha thought about 45 years about everything to understand the absolute truth of life, of this very moment. So we learn to listen and consider, not just believe, but listen, what did Buddha say about this? Or what did he teach about this? No matter in what situation, or we take for whatever is there as something or someone. What is a dog? Simple question. What is a dog? Can it see? Can it hear? The dog. Dog. It can. So human beings see. A dog see. A cat see. A fish see. A bear see. See? So seeing is not a dog. Seeing is not a cat. Seeing is seeing. It's not human being. It's not I see at all. So what is right and what is wrong can be studied, can be taken. No one can make anything arise at all. There must be condition for only such proper reality. Nobody can change. How can anyone change? It's there and gone before anyone can change. Is this true? Not just to believe. What's your old kind of so pleasant feeling that you want to have it again? Impossible. Only once, not just only this life, in samsara. The circle of birth and death. What is there now? Only once, never to arise again. And it is not that which has arisen before too. Is that true? Only that. So life, what is life? The reality which arises through experience and object. The stone cannot see, the tree cannot think, because what we take for a tree must be only the material or that which cannot experience anything. The word in Pali, rupa. Rupa, R-U and P-A. We learn to understand what Buddha taught in his language little by little. Like rupa. Hardness, is it the reality which can experience an object? Yeah. Hardness. Hardness now.
Yes, yes.
Can it experience?
Two, not only one, but two different we can experience, like comparatively.
It is no, much hardness harder. Itself.
Oh, yeah. No, not itself.
No.
Can't.
Can hardness feel its rupa, that which cannot experience an object? So now, when we heard the word rupa, we understand what it means. Is rupa only that which can be seen or touched? See, it's there in life. But without considering, even it said, the reality which arises but cannot experience anything is a kind of rupa which cannot experience rupa. So what else is rupa? right now.
Ajahn is asking for some examples.
It's a cold. No, that we can experience now.
Yeah, no. Ajahn just made the distinction between two kinds of realities, two kinds of dhammas. One which, when it arises, must experience something.
Mm-hmm.
The other, when it arises, cannot experience anything. So just now, she asked you, can the hardness itself experience?
No, it can't be.
And so Ajahn is now asking for some more examples of reality.
Which can't be experienced.
Which cannot itself experience, but is experienced, but itself cannot be experienced.
Sweetness?
Is it true? Anyone say, no matter who, can that, like hardness, experience an object? Impossible.
Right. It's true, no?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one more example.
Same type of taste, salt, or like the heat.
Heat.
Cold and all these things.
So heat is real.
Yeah, heat is real.
But that's it something. Cannot experience. Heat itself cannot experience.
Yes, of course.
Can Buddha change it? The rupa to experience? Impossible. That's why he enlightened the truth, the absolute truth. So we begin to understand who's the Buddha. If there's no understanding of his word, can we know who's the Buddha? Impossible. That's why not just reciting the term or the word Buddhang Saranang Kacchami, it doesn't mean anything when there's no understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is the beginning. Three words. But how many words in his life? Teaching for 45 years about realities. So true, not just in this life, any moment, years and years ago, or years and years ahead, right now. So what can be known, what can be studied, must be this very moment. Because it's there so very short, it's gone. But it doesn't matter because it causes the next one to arise again, not the same one, but different one. All are different ones. So where's the I, or who am I? There must be birth and death. What are they? And this is the only way to let go ignorance and wrong understanding. How much ignorance about whatever is there now? So great, so strong. So dark. That's why the light of right understanding is just the light. Even in darkness, it can understand the truth. At moment of hearing, is it dark? To be truthful.
This is an important question, which is not easy for beginners to understand and comprehend. The question is, at the moment of hearing, is it dark?
Yeah, of course.
It is.
So we are in darkness? We are in darkness.
Yeah,
only seeing is light. So at moment of enlightenment, to realize that actually there's no one at all in darkness.
And the other meaning of darkness is the darkness of ignorance. So you can see how much ignorance is there, because it seems to us that there's light all the time. But the truth is, mostly it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Can it appear? darkness, whatever in darkness, can it appear?
No.
Why not?
Quality is existing, only it can disappear, not appear.
At moment of hearing, is dark or light?
Of course dark.
Thinking?
Thinking, no.
Dark and light?
Light?
Thinking? Not seeing?
Thinking also.
What
not,
sees light?
Not seeing.
Hey, what experiences light? What experiences light?
When my eyes are open and I am able
to see. And thinking, it's...
Thinking... Mind is thinking. I am not able to see that.
So thinking does not see light.
Okay, that again is dark.
And tasting, dark or light?
Of course, tasting is dark.
Touching?
Dark.
See, the world of darkness. But it appears as light all day, true or not. That's why there must be ignorance, because not experiencing the truth.
Okay.
And only right understanding from the very beginning can develop to let go attachment and ignorance about what is there now, until moment of what everyone used the word vipassana and jhana. Have you heard?
Vipassana.
Mm-hmm. But it's not vipassana. Just take it as vipassana, but in truth it's not, because it's not right understanding from the very beginning to develop, to let go ignorance and attachment at all. See, begin to understand who's the Buddha, what about his great wisdom and one's own wisdom. One's own wisdom, or not yet direct one, just hearing. Intellectual understanding only. We talk about hardness, no understanding of it, because how can it appear without that which arises to experience it? But in a day, we think about that which is experienced, no time, no interest to understand that. How can it is there to be known? As different color, or different sound, different smell, different taste. There must be that which is there, experiences it. And in Pali, two kinds of nama, the reality which can experience an object. See, begin to understand a little more, from one word, dhamma. Whatever is real, it has its characteristic that no one can change at all.
Okay.
That is Dhamma, everything. But there are two kinds of Dhamma, right? Two categories. One arises to experience. It has to experience. And the other kind, it arises to be hard, soft, taste, sound. Not, they cannot experience any object. But the Dhamma, that's why there are two kinds, Nama Dhamma and Rupa Dhamma. No matter in what world, heaven or whatever sphere. But there are two kinds of Nama. See, just know more about the Nama. Even that which can experience the object, there must there must be one, the chief of experiencing the characteristic of that which appears. While the other also experiences the same object, but they cannot experience directly as the chief, but it like what is seen, what is heard. Everyone knows at moment of being attached, I like it so much, see, many degrees of attachment. Even now, there is so very subtle degree of attachment, unknown. But the Buddha taught about, in details, about different levels of all kinds of realities. Even hardness is different, right? Some food, like some cake, is softer than the other, even if it's just soft. And that is only rupa. But what about that which experiences the object more than that? There must be attachment, aversion, ego, whatever. No self, no thing, only citta, which experiences the chief, and the other realities which experience the same object because they arise together. They condition each other to arise. And that which experiences the object, but is not the chief of experiencing the characteristic of that object, is cetasika in Pali. Learn the Pali term that Buddha used, nama, rupa, and citta and cetasika. Both are namas, but they are different kinds. So in the day, feeling appears. Sometimes it's so painful, right? Sometimes it's so pleasant. And now, what kind? See, is there any feeling right now?
Is Dhamma is a end of all aspirations, including, means all.
But when it's the indifferent feeling right now, it's not as distinct like sadness or pleasant feeling, right? It's so apparent, but it's there. Do you like this? Do you like it? Indifferent feeling. But do you like this? No, indifferent feeling. Something you like is different from indifferent feeling, but there must be feeling. Any moment of experiencing an object, a cetasika arises instantly together with seeing. That's why whatever arises must have its proper condition for its arising to be only that, to be pleasant or unpleasant, even in different feeling. It's there, but who knows?
Means not influenced by anything.
Pardon?
Means not influenced by anything.
Influence.
Not being influenced by anything.
Indifferent, like happening. The indifferent feeling here means neither pleasant nor unpleasant. There are three kinds of feelings, like Ajahn gave you the example. For you, when you see maybe a glass of Pepsi, you might, or Coke, you might like, and there's pleasant feeling. See a glass of water, it's neither pleasant, it's just indifferent. You don't like it. So we're talking about feeling which arises with every experience. So indifferent feeling is one kind of feeling, and another feeling is pleasant, another is pleasant, unpleasant. So indifferent means the neutral feeling.
When you were a child, small child, do you like hot food? But later, someone like it.
Yes.
Because of the accumulation, little by little, to be used to it, to be accustomed to that taste, so you like it. Have you tasted durian?
There's a fruit in Thailand, it's called durian. You don't know, right?
Yeah. When we get a fruit, then also it's indifferent.
You
to
like
eat.
Or not?
Like,
can it be indifferent?
No matter
no,
what is there,
but
must
we
be conditioned.
Feel happy about it and to eat.
Nice feeling. Pleasant.
To learn to understand what we take for oneself as I. Actually, there are different realities, moment to moment, different by conditions. no matter what.
After attaining Dhamma, live in a family, means not being influenced by anything which is happening around, and we are not influenced. What are the happenings is going there?
What is that?
Yeah, not being influenced by feeling, you mean, by unpleasant feeling. How about pleasant feeling? Would you like being not influenced by pleasant feeling? You see, because there is always me, it's my feeling. It's my unpleasant feeling and my pleasant feeling. That's not Dhamma, that's me. Okay.
I have asked you, means after attaining Dhamma, after getting Dhamma, means what I have felt Dhamma.
And you mean?
After getting Dhamma, you mean after understanding Dhamma fully.
Yes.
That's what he means, after attaining enlightenment.
Ajahn, the question is, after attaining enlightenment, he's asking, after understanding everything about Dhamma, the truth, fully,
so you're asking, can we
Can we get influenced by living in the family?
And what do you mean by influence here? Can you still live or not live or what?
Others
thought. Or you mean, can you still live in the family?
Means anything happening in the family is being influenced me.
How will your life be? How will you react to being in a family?
Who's the arahata and who's not arahata? Have you heard about arahata, the meaning of it? Arahant Samma Samputo, see? Arahata, the one who has eradicated all kinds of akusala and kusala, which are the cause of the result. And the result is the moment of seeing, hearing. No one can make it arise. No one can select. It depends on what condition it. Why it experienced the pleasant object and the other moment and pleasant object by conditions. We learn just a little about some word, but not really understand the truth, the absolute truth. We have heard the word kamma, and the result vipaka, but what actually is the truth of what we say for kamma and the result? It's I, right? But in truth it's not. It is cetasika, not citta. Because citta is the chief of experience and object only. Only it knows the object so clear, like whether it's fake diamond or the real diamond. See? Just look, and citta experience that, and the one who is skillful in such object can tell the difference. But the other cannot. And that is the function of citta. And the cetasika has its own characteristic differently, like attachment is not aversion. And there are different degrees of enlightenment too. At first stage, it's not arahata, it's sotapanna. Because the kilesa is not completely, absolutely all eradicated. Some is left, only wrong understanding and doubt about the truth has been eradicated. So sotapanna can live like lay people, with family, friend. Only after enlightenment is arahata, no more to live like people who is not a monk, lay people. Life is different from arahata, of monk's life. That's why the monk is the sign of arahata. Any monk who observes the precepts so strictly, so well, who can tell whether he's arahata or not? Not breaking any rule at all. But what about the understanding? So only understanding of that degree can eradicate a certain level of akusala or unwholesomeness. Each would just talk about the truth of life, any life. So what is life?
So far, what do you understand by the word Dhamma? He's asking whether it's a good book to start, and because I don't know that book, that's why I asked you. So what do you think of what you've heard today? What do you think so far?
It does not depend on the name of the book. But what is the book about?
Ajahn just said just now what I just said. The truth is not in the book.
Or the name of the book.
Or the name of the book. I would like to ask, like you were asking about children.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to ask this question. After hearing what you've heard, do you still have such questions?
No.
No, right? Now when you hear, your interest is understanding yourself. Right? Think about your own understanding and lack of understanding. Why think about other people? When there is understanding Dhamma, then an inclination is just to want to hear more and understand. That's all. Experience means that the more understanding, it needs to be developed because there's so much ignorance. If we didn't hear the truth, we would have no idea at all. And the truth can only be taught by Buddha.
What is that point when we know it's being...
Let's hear and see what we understand. It starts and finishes there, rather than think what the end goal is.
Not goal, means I must know ki this I have means this I have understand. Means this I have understand, and this is a means not beyond this anything. No thing is beyond this.
So you want to know about that state, or you want to know that exactly. When will you know that state? How will you know that you've reached that point?
Yes.
Ajahn.
To reach what state?
The stage of knowing fully.
Yeah, now. It has to
after
be
that
now.
Also, one point is there. I have to go.
And after you know the truth?
Not after. It hasn't happened yet. Nobody can have no more understanding, even once it has arisen. It's there. Once you understand how to read, you can read anytime. When you know what seeing is right now, you know when seeing arises anytime.